Every Wednesday morning, we check in with county government, and our good friend is Marty Hawk, the county councilwoman. Marty, I'm sorry about the rain. I'm trying to get you some over there in Ellettsville.
I'm telling you, we need it. I mean, I went out there last night. I thought, well, okay, we're going to get rain. I'm out there with the garden rake trying to rake up some really hard clay and get some grassy going because we need this rain.
And looking at that same forecast that I give you 83 or better for till the end of the month, there is not a forecast extended better than a 50% chance of showers except on Friday. That's it. So I'm not sure what month it is. I'm not sure what day it is, but I know it's Wednesday because you're here.
Absolutely. It's Wednesday morning, and that just means it's a good time to speak with you and talk about what's happened in the last week. It always seems like there is something going on.
Yeah, there is.
Government.
And last week we wrapped up the elections and got that all taken care of. And we'll look at, there's a handful of ballots that need to be sorted out, but that's really not going to affect anything. Is there any updates? I haven't heard if there's going to be a recall in the Gall race.
I have not heard it. I really have not heard whether or not, if Chris Gall would decide to do something about that. It was pretty close, but
27 votes or something in that department, right?
Right.
Is there a deadline on when you have to?
Countywide, that's not a lot,
absolutely. Is there a deadline on when that has to be declared by? I'm not terribly familiar with all the election rules and regulations.
There is, but I don't have that memorized.
Okay, so we should hear something.
I would think we'd hear something fairly soon. If he would choose to do so. But I rather doubt that he will, but he might. So
right.
We'll have to just wait and see what happens.
And
but the...
I was going to say, in the other story that was making news, we saw late last week in Friday's Herald Times, the Richland Bean Blossom, error boosts taxes. And any time when I hear taxes, I turn to you for some advice because I know not many follow it more closely than you do.
Well, I didn't do it. However, Wednesday night, we had our county council meeting Wednesday night rather than the Tuesday night last week because of the election, which now seems like that was a month ago.
Oh, my gosh. And
that's when we were told that that the school superintendent is saying that he'd made an error in entry. Now, I knew that there had been this big tax increase because I'd been working on that the week before, looking at numbers and trying to figure out why the school board was saying they didn't know why the taxes went up. So I'm online and I'm looking at what was their projected budget. They have to advertise that projected budget on the gateway system for all the public to see, and on that, before they ever have a vote, before their meeting, and on that projected budget that was advertised, it showed an increase in that debt service tax amount of more than $1 million. So that was already published out there. However, then I went back and listened to their meeting after hearing about this error, and only the budgets were read off at the meeting, but the tax amounts were not read off at the meeting. So it may very well be that because they didn't hear the tax amounts, they just heard the budget amounts, they didn't recognize that was that kind of an increase at all. And then they just called for the vote, and the vote was, they just called for a voice vote, and boom, it went through, and it was only just maybe 5 minutes. But they had work sessions and so forth before. So I think there was just somehow or the other, when you're looking at it, a misunderstanding having to do with what was entered into their debt service reporting. Now, remember, the state's not responsible for that. Each taxing unit we are required to go into that gateway system. It's called the gateway system, where we are required to do all of our reporting. And if we have a new debt, or if we have a change in our existing debt, like we refinance it or anything, we only have 30 days to get that entered into the system so that the state is aware and the public's aware of what's going on with each unit's debt, whether it's the county or the school or the library or wherever. And then every year, there's a once again, you are asked to look at what's happened over the year to reaffirm that what they have in place is correct, whether or not you have it entered as still owing the debt or that that debt has been retired. Now, I looked just on Monday, I think it was Monday, yes, to see where the debt was for the school, and it still appeared it was open at on that gateway system for that debt that had been refinanced for 2013 because it wasn't in the retired portion of the debt. When you click on, there's a tab you click on that says, you know, which ones are active and which ones are retired. So that needed to be brought up to date. But it was still in place. That debt that was refinanced in 2013, if it hadn't been refinanced, what was going to happen was there was going to be a huge balloon payment. It's going to balloon up in 2019. So that meant that those taxes had to be collected in 2018 in order to get that money in to pay that debt in 2019 that was going to jump way up. However, they refinanced that so that that big balloon payment was not going to happen.
Yeah, so what? That's exactly why you refinance it, right?
Right. However, if you don't enter that into your records, then that's not going to be a part of what the state will look at when they're making sure that you've got the right tax rates and levies to pay back what you've told them your debt's going to be. We can't expect them to be mind readers here.
No, that's yes. You have to tell them exactly what you want and how you want to do that.
Is
this just needed to be a better system where you needed more eyes and checks and balances looking at it? Is that what would have helped here?
Well, when I spoke with DLGF, they were one of the things that's being thought about is maybe that public notice, those local budget notices, maybe that needs to be read out so that the people who are actually voting on that are looking at what the public was told, because on that notice it shows this is what your taxes are for this year and this is what we plan to make them for next year. So it's real clear, it jumps right out at you if you're raising those taxes. And to be clear, I understand that time to time taxes are going to go up. Rarely do they go down. But at least we need to always be aware of what we have told the public that we're going to do. And because now it's so much of it's online, the public doesn't always see it. But here's what, according to one of the notices I've received from DLGF, is they have been in contact with the school board president, and they've assured him that they want to work with him, they'll be happy to work with him and the whole school corporation so they can move forward to verify that that right debt service rate for 2019 is consistent with that debt service needs. And in addition to which, there's a lot of additional training. Right now there's gateway training available. It's going to be this Friday at Ivy Tech, so hopefully there'll be school board members there and members of the Richland Bean Blossom school system to see if there's any questions that they might get, you know, answered there. But indeed, there is absolutely no way to go back and adjust it and give those taxpayers a credit this year, because here's what happens. all the taxing units have voted on their budgets, once that's happened, that gets up to the state. The state reviews it. The state gives us one more chance. They send us something back, each taxing unit, something called a 1782. And that shows us what the state believes that we have told them and any adjustments they believe they need to make to keep us in line so that we're not going over our cap, over our allowed amount of levy increase.
Now,
then we have 10 days to say to them, hey, we see we've made a big error, or you have. If we don't say there's a mistake there, once we've got that notice, it gets combined, all of those taxes from the townships and the library and the county and the schools all get combined together, and that's how they move forward. And so they can't take away part of it. It would mess up the whole tax rate system. And that's not a good answer for the people out there trying to come up with money that they had not counted on. But so please don't shoot the messenger. But that is why it's hard to pull out a part of it and say, oh, you don't have to pay this part. Because once they've figured out the total amount that is owed, then there's something else that happens. They figure out what is a circuit breaker. In other words, no one has to pay any more than 1% of their assessed value if you have a homestead credit. Well, what happened because this taxes went up so high for the school, the entire county tax laws for all the taxing units that the taxpayers got a credit and didn't have to pay was right at $2 million. That's $2 million all the taxing units did not receive. The huge amount of that was $317,583 for Richland Bean Blossom Schools, almost as much as a tax loss for the Monroe County Schools that captures taxes throughout the entire county except for these two townships over here. Compare that to the cities, which have the highest amount of taxes and highest amount of revenue. Their loss was 523, so just our school system lost so much of that total $2 million. Out of that, the capital projects loss of the 317 was $158,000. And then, of course, your debt is always protected. You have to pay the debt first. And so that was another $23,000. So these are things that, once all that's been established, how do you back that off and fix it? I just don't see how they could. But at any rate, I know that this will all come out, at some point in time. But we've got folks out there who are very concerned about how they're going to come up with the dollars to pay these taxes. And that's a very real concern. And so I hate it for the school board, because I really believe that had that been read off to them, here's what the taxes are this year, and this is what we plan to raise it to next year, if they had done that back in 2017, I believe they would have asked a lot of questions right then and said, wait, this is not what we were told, and then they could have discovered there was an error there. So I know the school board and school administration is going to be working real hard to try to get that turned around. So I wish them absolute best of luck. I do want to go on to say one other thing. We did get a little bit of the good news, and that is that we were told that we would most likely not get a special distribution of the income tax.
Why would we need a special distribution, Marty?
Okay, what happens is at the end of the year, at the end of 2016, they look at what our balance was in our trust account, all the different trust accounts in every county, and if there was more than the 15% that they have to hold back in the trust, and they make a certified distribution to us supplemental distribution. Now, we have been told in other reports that I'd seen that Monroe County was not going to be included. Well, I go through there, and yes, we do have a supplemental amount of $1,688,000, almost $1,700,000. Now, the other thing they had told us that if we could go to their page, we could see how much each of the units in Monroe County would be receiving of this $1,700,000, but I went to it and it was not included in that report. So I've sent off some questions to the DLGF to see how they're going to look at what that public safety tax was, because remember that was in place at the end of 2016 and 3 months of that public safety tax had been collected. So was that put all in one great big pot, and how will that get distributed, or was that kept out separate so they would know whether or not public safety would get any portion of that? The other big thing we have to talk about, I'm going to talk real quick here, is that the state part of what the governor has signed has to do with the ability of county councils to put in place a tax rate to cover jail or rehabilitation facilities. And, you know, we've been hearing so much.
Yes, we have been.
How that is might be needed. But part of what is in place is that it could be an income tax and you could put it within your existing tax, so that if the county council would decide to put in revenue to cover that, then we could take it out of the taxes that we're collecting right now, not put in a brand new tax. Well, there's going to be a lot of people say, no, don't take away any part of my tax revenue, the townships and so forth. But there is two different ways to figure it, and the proportionate amount rather than the pro rata amount would really come out ahead for the townships and for the other taxing units, and would bring in dollars to cover that without taxing.
So it allows you to cut the piece. It allows you to cut the pie in different pieces as opposed to buying another pie.
Right, because right now our tax rate, income tax rate, is 1.1982. It's higher than that because we have that juvenile income tax rate. But that's for the expenditure rate is 1.192. The cap is 2.5. Well, now I know there will be a lot of people say, just
run it up to 2.5.
Yeah, there you go. Just pull in more. But if we would do it in this fashion, then it seems to me that it looks to be that the expenditure rate would still be distributed in the amount that it is now at 0.925. These were really rough guesses with the public safety rate at 0.175, leaving 0.015 for the jail, adding it up to being 1.25. And I'm way off on that. No, wait, it is 0.15. Any rate, I just did some rough numbers trying to figure out, if we would do it, would we do it pro rata or would we do it proportional? And
whose ultimate decision will that be?
That's the big thing. This whole thing is up to the county council. You know, the income tax council is controlled by the city. This particular vote is all up to the county council.
Interesting.
So if they should decide to move forward with this, then they have to do it. We can only change that income tax one time a year. So if they should decide to move forward with this, it is totally up to the county as to whether or not.
Who would be they moving forward on this? I'm sorry.
It would be the county.
Okay.
It would be the county council. Now, we had Association of Indiana Counties who's saying, wait, hold it just a minute. I'm really not thinking this is going to work out well, but I had a letter from DLGF saying this has already been approved, the directions they want to go with this, have split this money up to the Department of Revenue and State Board of Accounts and others, and they believe that their directive is is the correct one. So we'll see how this works out. I'm not saying I'm in favor of doing this at all. I'm just saying these are the options, and if we have to do something, then I would far rather see it done within our tax revenue system that we have now. And what could possibly happen is that it would just capture the growth of that income tax and perhaps not cut into anybody else's proportionate share as much. But if you use the proportionate rate, the most it would cut out of would be cutting from the city and from the county, because you'd be taking it more out of that amount, because we always get more, the city and the county get more than the other taxing units. I mean, if we have to do this, we all should be in this.
Oh, that was going to be my next point. It should be, yeah, that's exactly how it should be equally distributed to some degree.
Right. I'm sorry to bring a lot of bad news, but the good news is we do get some of that income tax money back, as we should know, and be distributed by the end of the month.
All right. Well, sounds good. We'll keep us updated with that. We'll talk next Wednesday and see where we are with everything that's going on. And as always, we appreciate your time and insight.
Thank you.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Yeah, it's heavy lifting, folks, but it's your money. You want to know why these things are going on. We're trying to help paint that picture for you. If you didn't hear Marty's full interview, no problem. We'll have it up later this morning at WGCLradio.com.